Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, What Have You Seen?
A reading from the letter of St. John. Beloved, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands, concerns the word of life, for the life was made visible. We have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you, so that you too may be in union with us, for our union is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete. And this is the word of our God. Each year during the season of Advent, some of us from our parish gather with members of our neighbouring Anglican and Presbyterian parishes. Now, the purpose for this gathering is to proclaim what we have seen and heard, just as John invites us to do in today's reading. We call this time a retreat in daily life, and while everyone carries on with their daily living, it is a week different from the other 51 weeks of the year. So let me explain. At the beginning of the retreat, we invite the participants to notice and be aware of when and how God might be entering into their daily life. Such questions as, what has been the grace of the past 24 hours, 24 minutes? How have you experienced God touching your heart, maybe through an event, another person, a sorrow, or a joy? The event may be as ordinary as clearing the dishwasher, reading an article of interest in the daily paper, or as profound as witnessing the birth of a baby, the cry of a child, or a person inconsolable in pain. The other important component of each day is to read and reflect on the Word of God for that day and spend some time in quiet listening. With these few simple suggestions, the retreat is launched and each person returns home. Then, at a prearranged time, the small group comes together daily to proclaim to the others in that group what they have seen and heard, how they have experienced God, God's love. As we listen to each person speak, there is no discussion or comment, rather a deep, respectful listening, followed by a brief silence before another person proclaims and gives thanks to God for what they have seen and heard. At the close of the retreat, all the participants come together again in the church to remember, proclaim, and to give thanks for the graces received. What a beautiful Christmas gift this is, as we realize we may have been searching for God, or God has already and is already coming to us in a myriad of ways. Each participant has carried a unique gift, encountering God, not always in the secure places, but rather at the margins, among people and places where we may not even look for God. Yes, God chooses the ordinary places we might least expect, the unpredictable, the unplanned. And so, of course, we are taken by surprise. Now, the question on my lips is usually, do we see the birth of Jesus as an historical event or a daily birthing into our lives? And I recall the words of Meister Eckhart, our Dominican brother. Of what use is the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago if he is not born daily in our lives? And St. Ambrose of Milan said, Christ has only one mother in the flesh, but we all bring forth Christ by faith. One of the many graces of this kind of retreat in daily life is the sense of community that is built up. As we hear and ponder what God is doing in the lives of others we may not have known before, we are drawn more deeply into the kingdom. Hopefully, our neighbouring parishioners and our friends, brothers and sisters. Each one belongs, and together, as we proclaim what we have seen and heard, we give praise and thanks to God, and hopefully continue to notice the great things that God has done and is doing for us. Amen.